What's up?
Ready to record this bitch?
I'm always ready to record that bitch.
Ready to go live on Meerkat?
Yeah, is anybody even like on?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh. How are they going to know? We're failing
I'm pressing
here.
Stream right now. There's nobody watching.
Damn it.
I need somebody to come hold the camera, though. Cameraman.
Camera person.
Tripod, please come here.
See, that's how you get stabbed in the middle of the night.
Whoa, it's like Inception. You can see it into there.
Hey, guys. Do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books? Movies? Theme parks? Or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts. Geek it out, fellas.
Hi, this is Chris Claremont, and I listen to Metal Geeks. You should, too.
This is James Averre from Hellstar, and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome back to Metal Geeks episode number 68.
Not 69?
Not 69.
So fucking close.
That's what she said.
69, dude.
We are the Three Amigos. I am Carrie. I am known as Lucky Day.
Lucky what?
I'm Lucky Day. Don't argue with me.
Since when?
And I have my co-host with me.
George Tripsis.
We have Dave, who is Dusty Bottoms.
Dusty Bottoms?
And we have George, who's our Ned Nederlander.
What the hell is that?
You don't know what he's talking about?
No.
You've never seen The Three Amigos?
Yes.
Those are the names of the Three Amigos.
I don't remember that. It's been years since I've seen it. I saw it when I was a kid.
You're now El Guapo.
El Guapo?
Yeah.
Was he like the complainer? The
was that Joe Mantegna or whatever? He was in there, but he was like the studio exec, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 I love that movie.
I love that movie, too. I watched that movie quite a bit, actually.
I just listened to an episode of Nerdist
where...
I've only seen
that movie once.
You need to watch it again.
They interviewed Martin Short, and it was so good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good episode. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about us. Welcome to the Metal Geeks Podcast with all three of us again.
Woo!
All right.
For a little bit.
Yep.
Aren't you going on vacation soon?
I am. In 2 weeks, I'm going to the Magic Kingdom.
Take me with you. I want to go see the Magic Kingdom, too.
No.
No? Okay. I tried.
I'm trying to...
Pause, children. Pause. I can talk louder. If I need to.
I know you can talk louder. I just want to test.
Kim, are you getting tired?
So, first thing I wanted to talk about tonight is I want to thank all the new listeners because we are starting to be carried on a lot more networks. So, first of all, welcome to all the new listeners of the Metal Geeks Podcast.
Welcome to hell.
Slow clap. Hey, give everybody a slow clap.
You got to pick it up a little bit faster, guys.
Sorry. Well, I said slow clap.
Yeah.
So welcome. Let's talk about first. We have Earth Station 1 that we just got picked up on. Earth Station 1. It's a really cool, network of shows. We are also on nerdbong.com with our friends over at Comical Podcast, Comic Syndicate. A lot of great shows on there.
All our friends and families.
All our friends and families and geeks.
Ooh.
Freaks and geeks. There you go. We also are carried on urcityradio.com. It's a live streaming site, so we're carried Saturday night. I believe it's like 8 o'clock, something around there. But yeah, great time slot.
He said slot, not sluts.
Oh yeah, I did say slot. And of course, we're on altness.com, which is our old friends, and metalgeeks.net, where you can find us all the time. iTunes, all that good stuff.
And subscribe. Stitcher. Tell us what they want to hear.
Subscribe or die.
Subscribe or die. We should make that a new banner.
The stakes have gone up, apparently.
The stakes have gone up a little bit. It's
or
time.
Next thing is going to be we're going to either subscribe or we kill this puppy or something like that.
I'm going to club this baby seal.
So there's really no agenda for the show. We have some topics, but we're just going to play it loose. And
agenda, huh?
There's no hidden agenda because I'm going to be open with it.
Okay.
So... This will be your last episode for a couple weeks. Why?
You firing me?
No. Aren't you leaving town?
He says he's firing me. You heard that, right?
I already knew.
Fuck.
I can't fire you twice in one day, dude.
I know, right? No, I'm going to Vegas for the NAB show.
What does NAB stand for?
It stands for the National Association of Broadcasters.
Will you be broadcasting?
Yeah, I technically will be, if you want to think about it. Yeah, I will be on camera, and I will be talking about products.
That's true, you will be.
Since that's what I get paid for.
We can say the name of the company.
Oh, ICANN Corp. I get paid to talk about stuff for filmmaking.
Cool filmmaking equipment?
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing y'all bring in this year? What's the new hotness?
Everyone's really crazy about this new follow focus system, the Tiltamax. Everyone's going,
wireless? Love.
Yeah, it's wireless follow focus. It's cool.
All right.
Does it
work?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
This is an open forum here. You can say whatever you want now.
Well, last time they brought it to demo it didn't work. So we'll find out when we get there.
One of the products that I really like from ICANN right now, and this is sounding like a fucking commercial, but it's not. It's the Fly X3 Plus.
Which she could be using.
Which my wife could be using as she films this for Meerkat. And we are streaming live on Meerkat right now. Just a little test to see how it works. But if you're out there...
I'm about to tweet it again.
Go ahead and tweet it again.
Remind the masses. See, you want to do a tweetception. Here we go.
Truly live tweeting.
But yeah, the Fly X3 is really cool. It's like a handheld gimbal. You know, it keeps your hand steady, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's like a
glide cam
system for your cell phone.
I don't know if it's going to work for this app, because this has to be vertical.
Oh, yeah, it has to be vertical.
Yeah.
Well, there went that idea.
That's right.
Next idea.
What's the next idea?
I don't know. Let's talk about some cool topics.
Well, let's talk about the history of our show first.
Okay.
Since we do have...
all the new folk.
For all the new folks that are out there.
Since we got so many newbies listening to us.
Sure. Thanks for tuning into last episode number 67, which was our fucking great interview we had with Chris Gore.
Over the show for about an hour.
He did a pod crash on us. That's the show he had for a while. It was great. He was a great interview, though.
He was awesome.
We gave him a form, and he went for it, man, and we had a fucking cool...
Has anyone followed up with his campaign? Is it doing well?
It still needs a lot of work, man. I'm going to donate some money. Go to Save Film Threat, the hashtag. If you just go to filmthreat.com, it brings you straight to the Kickstarter. What he's trying to do is bring back the magazine, bring back a weekly show, DVD Tuesday, and some more shit.
DVD Tuesday back.
I love DVD Tuesday.
Yeah, that's when you watched G4 Attack of the Show. That was like the segment to look forward to every week.
Exactly right.
Did you watch that at all?
G4 as an entity was basically non-existent for me. Like, I hardly ever watched anything on G4, like, ever.
Do you ever watch television?
Very, very little, actually.
Stop being so busy.
Stop doing work, man.
Life and responsibilities. Just slack off and do stupid things.
I would love to.
I'm just kidding. We love what you do.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, so we sort of brought back DVD Tuesday. We let him, like...
Yeah, we'd had a little impromptu session.
I think he was a little set back by, like, what? Really? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, he gave us, like, a really odd suggestion of, like, an old-school Canadian sci-fi show.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
We should probably listen to our own show to find out the name.
I forgot the name of it. I can't remember off the top of my head.
We got a message from @Mike1104. He said, I like G4 and Attack of the Show. Hey.
And Tech TV.
Very cool.
And Tech TV.
So do I.
Everyone misses that channel.
So our technology test is sort of working.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's cool. I like that.
Way to go for the first time doing this.
Thank you, Meerkat. Not sponsored by them.
Yet.
But if they want to.
Yeah, we're totally open.
We will live stream every episode.
We are sponsor whores.
It's exactly right. Speaking of, let's talk about our sponsors really quick. So what are you doing the weekend of May 22nd through May 25th in Houston, Texas?
Well, I'm going to be doing some Comicpalooza stuff. Yeah, it's a big comic book pop culture convention coming to town.
Who's going to be at this convention?
Well, I'm excited for... Can I talk about who I'm excited for?
Please
okay,
do.
Yeah. Jeff Smith, who I've always wanted to meet.
Kevin's little brother?
No. Wrong Jeff. No. Wrong Smith.
Wrong Smith?
Smith happens to be a generic name.
I guess it is.
Jeff Smith created the comic book, his own comic book distributing company, because I guess no one wanted to put out his comics at the time. And he created the Bone series, Russell, I think that's how you pronounce
it. He's sort of one of the first independent comic publishers.
I think most famous independent comic publisher and creators out there. And then Kevin Eastman's coming.
Kevin Eastman, that's right.
I've met him already, but I'm totally down to say hello again and have him sign some more stuff of mine.
Just got announced, Jeremy Renner from The Avengers, Hawkeye himself, will be there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. Who are you excited for, Dave?
I'm excited for Joel Hodgson.
Yes.
I'm a big MST3K fan.
Yeah, I forgot he was coming. So yes. I really want to see him,
and
too.
And they have a show coming out on April 14th on Yahoo Screen that features Joel Hodgson.
Fucking Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper.
I'm going to bring my They Live for him to sign.
Hell yeah. There's a lot of great people coming, man. It's Stan Lee is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
George Takei. It's just so many people to choose from.
Pleasing the masses.
So, but if you want to come see us at Comic Palooza, if you're going to be in town, you want to come hang out with us.
Yeah.
There's two chances to do that.
If you want to see more of this.
Number one, this podcast is being broadcast later, so they can't really see you.
Well, I mean,
to the live people, they can.
The people on Meerkat right now, which I think we have like one or two watching.
These people are totally disillusioned now.
So there's four ways to come find us. If you are at Comic Palooza 2015, if you want to find Dave, go to the Geekazoid booth.
Yes.
Buy something from him.
Please.
And talk to him about Metal Geeks.
Also, he will be with us when we do the panel.
That's right. We're going to have two different panels. On Sunday at 11:30, we have a podcasting panel. It's going to be us and a comical podcast, Justin from Just In Case, Nerd Foo, and the Bri-Fi podcast, Brian. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It might be fun.
I'm working on a couple very big special guests to try to be on that podcast panel.
Super secret guest.
Super secret. That's right.
It's beyond secret. It's super secret.
But they will be at the convention.
Ooh.
That's all I can say.
Nice.
And the next day, on Monday, we're doing sort of like a wrap-up episode, live episode. Maybe we'll use Meerkat again. That'd be cool.
I don't see why not.
We're at 11:30 on Monday. We're doing our wrap-up episode. So we'll talk about the stuff that we did over the weekend.
Talk about how tired we are at each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, I don't want to see your ugly faces anymore. Give me a week off break you again.
That's what happened last year. But this is cool because this is the first time that my co-host will actually be here with me at any of the panels or anything at Comic Palooza. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun. Even though Dave has to work a lot. We have to work a lot too. So.
Yes.
I will be very
busy.
So
I'm told.
But so if you want to save money.
Yeah, how can they get into the show?
They can go to www.comicpalooza.com/register, and when they buy their either 4-day or their 1-day ticket, they put in the code METAL2015.
And what does that do?
It gives them $5 off a 4-day and then $3 off your 1-day.
So what is that, like 10%, 15%?
10%-ish, yeah, because tickets are still cheap.
Yeah. So
it's a great deal, man.
It's a good way to save money.
And it helps us because people know that you're listening and you care.
And I like show that. Us that you care. Peeps out there. People on Instagram.
Instagrammers. That's right.
Please comment and help us out.
So there's that, and we'll save our other sponsor till the end of the show.
We have more sponsors?
We do have more sponsors.
Yes.
We didn't piss more spots. Sweet.
We didn't piss them off enough for them to leave. So
yeah, exactly. We didn't dust them off just yet.
Let's talk about the history of the show a little bit before we get into some topics.
So are we doing how do I say this? AG or pre-AG?
AG?
Yeah.
What does AG stand for?
After George.
Oh.
Because that's the only thing that matters.
This is the benchmark that we're using.
Okay, so we're not going back to when you were a zygote or anything.
A zygote?
That's a heavy metal zygote, man.
It's a fertilized egg.
I got that. It's like, but I'm not that young, guys. And the show hasn't been around that long.
So let's...
drop some history knowledge on us, please.
So we started the show a little over 2 years ago. It was me and my old co-host. You probably know him. It was John Michael. He used to have a show on Metal Injection. I've been doing MSRcast on Metal Injection for 10 years now, man. And he used to do a show called... I can't think of the name of the show now. The Dead Zone. The Dead Zone. That's where the show was.
Was it based on the TV show The Dead Zone or the movie The Dead Zone?
No, I don't think so. But when I was needing a new co-host on MSRcast when Kryptos left to start his own record label and his band, he was one of the first guys. I was like, hey, why don't you come and check out, try to be a guest on the show. we hit it off at that point, and we decided, hey, we geek out about a lot of other stuff, so we started Metal Geeks. Not going to go into any more details than that, but now we have...
Then George came.
Then George came, and all fucking changed.
And made it for the better. Thumbs up, everyone.
So we got George, and we have Dave, who are our new co-host, and it's been over a year now, hasn't it?
It's getting close.
It's getting close to a year. It'll be like a year in June or July.
Because it was, I know it was after Comicpalooza last year.
Yeah, it was after Comicpalooza. So yeah, maybe early June. Yeah. We should do something for our anniversary. Is it paper?
What's the 1 year anniversary?
Why are you asking me?
Because you know these things, I guess. I'm not asking you. I just happen
to be
looking
at you. I've been in the same relationship for 8 years. I don't know anymore.
Paper. Yeah, paper is the first one. Yeah.
What do you mean paper?
I need you to write me a note, and it says, I love you and your podcast.
Sure.
All right. That's all I want.
I'll write a secret message at the bottom of it.
Thank, appreciate it.
Like, P.S.
You have to use, like...
Go fuck yourself.
Damn. Really? So, let's talk about the premise of the show, basically. Sometimes we don't have one, which is what I love about it.
So, we're like the Seinfeld of podcasts now?
Sure. Yeah.
As long as we get
what are these podcasts? Speaking of, the Soup Nazi will be a Comicpalooza.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot. That was not a segue really, on my part.
That was kind of a weird thing to see.
Well, it's because Seinfeld's getting like a resurgence ever since it's been like uber syndicated on TBS.
So we want to talk a little, I guess, so where are we now for Metal Geeks?
Tell the people what we talk about.
So I got invited on because I've been a metalhead for almost 20 years. So I've done that. I've performed music in the past. I've been involved with helping bands out and stuff like that. And now I run a company called Geekazoid. We market.
Well, how did it turn all about you?
It came because I'm having my turn. You had your turn. Now it's my turn. Shut up.
Wow. <George. all> right. These artist guys, man.
So, my wife and I are both artists and designers. We run Geekazoid. We make geeky merch, basically, and we do a lot of these conventions. And that's how Carrie and I met. We were scouting out Comicpalooza to see if it was one we wanted to do.
I was actually working for the college back then. Yeah. It was like one of the first years I ever went to Comicpalooza, and we had a booth there for the college, you know, for the filmmaking department. And I was like, oh, cool, metalhead. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, because I don't remember which shirt I was wearing, but I intentionally wore a heavy metal shirt because I was like, I'm going to find the metalheads at the geek convention.
Exactly. So, that's the guy I want to hang out with.
Yep.
It worked. Look at this now.
Yes, and it worked. So,
best laid plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mean to say laid.
Yes, he did. He totally meant it.
And how did you get on board, George?
I met you through work, since we so happened to work for the same building. And then
we work for the building?
Well, we work in the same building.
We work for the same parent company.
Parent company, thank you. I don't know how we get started. We started talking about movies and comic books and other geeky bullshit. And
you're like,
I'm into that shit too. And then
I think you sort of like pushed your way into it. Like, you know, I'd be a good guest on the podcast. I'm like, okay, maybe. And then you were.
Sounds about right. Sounds like something I would say.
And then you never fucking left.
It was the guest that never left.
It's sort of like that.
Sorry.
No, it's good though, man. It's great to have you on as a guest.
I like being on the show, and it's fun hanging out with you guys and talking about shit that no one else really cares about.
That's right.
Petty things, but you know they're important to us because we spend money on these things.
So we do talk about, you know, everything that we enjoy. So personally, I'm a big metalhead. I love comic books. I love, you know, watching movies. I like video games. I like theme parks, especially Disney World and Disneyland. That's my main thing. I know Dave's is agreeing, is shaking his head the whole time. But I love, you know, vinyl toys like Funko Pops. And
who doesn't?
We just talk about anything that we like. That's the purpose of the show.
I think Dave wrote a really nice summary when it came to like writing our show or like explaining our show. You want to tell us that summary?
Oh, I don't remember where
it
is right now.
It's not ingrained in your skull?
It's not, actually.
It should be tattooed on the arm, like right here.
I'm going to get it.
It should be like a verse right here on your arm.
I wasn't going to tell anybody. I was going to surprise you guys.
Is that the one-year anniversary?
Yeah, that was
going
to be the one-year anniversary.
Tattoo, that's the one-year anniversary.
We're all going to get Metal Geeks on our asses.
Oh, we're not supposed to do it already? Shit.
Sorry. I told you not to get the tramp stamp.
Too bad. Too late. It does not say aim here.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You can't see behind.
But, yeah, that's what... What did you say?
I said you can't see behind you. Are you that's sure?
It could say pretty much anything.
I can look in the mirror, man. Come on.
It's true. Yeah,
that's what we are. We just have fun on the show. We talk about geeky stuff that we like. Speaking of, what have you been listening to recently? What have you been into?
Like music-wise?
Music-wise, yeah.
Y'all give me homework once a week, which I do.
Let's segue right into...
Do you want to do that first?
George Hates Metal.
Yep.
Or should we talk about something that I really like first?
No, let's do George Hates Metal first.
Yeah, George Hates Metal first.
Of course, we'll let everyone have their way.
So
what was the name of the band?
I gave
like, Dissection?
Yeah, I gave George's homework this week, and I was trying to decide if I wanted to go easy on him or if I wanted to do something really, you know, arcane and all this kind of stuff. So I went somewhere in the middle, and I picked Dissection, who's a black metal band, but I picked their last album, which was Reign Chaos, which is more accessible of an album.
They only put out like three albums.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's right. Three, I think.
With all the murdering and barn burning and all that kind of stuff.
Barn burning?
Or well, church burning?
I don't know. Were they direct? I don't know if they were directly involved with all that. But the
it's hearsay. I don't know.
The main guy
listening to this album already got me like a one way ticket to hell already. Right?
Now you're on the show. You're already there.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, the vocalist and guitarist though, he did commit suicide.
That's right.
I did not know that until
after
I listened to the band, and then Carrie's like, "Yeah, this guy killed himself while reading his Bible, his satanic Bible." And I was like, "Oh,
that's what Wiki told me."
It was. I've actually read some interviews with people who knew him and talked a little bit about how it wasn't a satanic Bible. It wasn't like a Levain Satanist thing. It was this like grimoire that he had, but it was like something of his own creation, I think. But it was a very if you haven't heard the story before, John Notvite was an interesting brand of Satanist, and he offed himself ritualistically.
It wasn't like in a fit
of depression or anything like that. Like he had kind of decided to do this for a long time.
It was in the plans.
Basically, he wanted to go out on his own terms. And saw to it that he did.
Now I was wondering why I wanted to kill myself after I listened to the album.
So what did you think of the
album? So you didn't like it then?
No, it's not that I didn't like it. Let me say this. The first two tracks, like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. It's interesting. I like it. But it never really changed. Like, the first song, the second song, third song, they all started to blend it in together. And then by the end of the album, before I knew the album was already over... there was nothing memorable about it. That's the only thing I could say.
It's a very accessible album in the way, like, you know, I'm trying to think of another band that would just, what's another band that's sort of like this album?
It's
that's
very
black metal, but very accessible at the same time.
It's really black metal that's taking its lessons from melodic death metal bands, yeah. Like Swedish melodic death metal
There's
bands.
A lot of different type of riffing on this album.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to admit, I never... was a big fan of Dissection, so I never listened to this album. And when you gave this homework to George to listen to, I listened to it the same day, and I'm like, oh, wow, I actually really dig this album.
Yeah, I really like that one, and I know that there's a lot of hardcore black metal fans and Dissection fans think it's like the sellout album and all this kind of stuff. Because
it's their black album.
It's hooky.
It really is.
So many hooks in this album. And because of that, that obviously makes it a sellout thing or whatever. I'm
trying to think of this band that starts as an S.
Slipknot?
No. It was a black metal band at one point.
Seether. I'm really just kidding at this point.
Was a black metal band at one point, implying that they weren't anymore?
They really just like went the other direction.
Shitheads.
I can't think of the name of the band now.
I'm not sure which one you're referring
to.
Yeah,
this sucks. When
I'm sure there's a lot of bands that start with S.
It's going to drive me crazy now.
So,
but anyways.
Was there anything... redeeming about
like
it
I said
to you.
Like the first few tracks it was really good. Like the first four tracks I really enjoyed. After a while they started all to blend together and I kind of got bored, and when it was all said and done I couldn't remember anything that really like hooked me onto the album.
So,
needless to say, I wasn't like displeased with it. However, I would probably never listen to it ever again.
Go back, just for me.
Okay.
Listen to Black Dragon and Mahakali. Listen to both of those songs. Those are my two favorite on the album.
Satyricon.
Wait, Mahakali. Oh.
I was thinking. Well, I could remember the band, the album name, but not the band.
Mahakali was the last song on that.
Yes, Mahakali.
Okay, I do remember that song because I was like, "Oh, this is really." It was really slow at first,
mm-hmm.
and then it picks up, and then it goes slow again. It was really good. I remember that song now that I'm thinking about it.
Is this something you would ever go back to?
If it came up in like randomly as I'm listening to like my Spotify random list, then yeah, I wouldn't skip it.
Okay. That's a thumbs up from George, then.
Yeah, I mean,
as much as we're gonna get.
It just wasn't like, it wouldn't be something like, oh, I gotta go back and listen to it.
Right. See, George is not, he doesn't hate metal like we say, it's just a joke. He's just not exposed as much as we have been, you know?
That's very true.
He's been exposed to more, I hate to say, more of the mainstream shit.
Commercial
stuff, so.
Right.
It's up to me and Dave to teach him the ways.
I've also listened to a wider variety than both of you, at least in my opinion.
Probably true.
You don't know that.
Okay.
What's my favorite band?
On Dave's part, that's probably true. On your part, I know I listen to a more of the wider variety.
You don't know that.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Music throwdown. Come on.
Carrie's favorite band is?
Not the Turtles. God damn it. The fuck's the name of that?
At least he's in the right neighborhood.
It is some kind of animal.
Fuck, I know it because we talked about it earlier today, and I giggled about it.
Hey, don't worry about it.
That's right. Hey, it's all right.
I know these are lyrics from their songs, too. And they had a stupid TV show back in the day, and you're probably giving me the ugliest look ever right now.
Why don't you turn around and look on the wall?
The name of the band.
He's looking at a picture, an autographed picture, and he still can't tell.
I don't remember the name. It's not the Turtles either. It's not the...
The Monkees?
Monkees, thank you.
No, that's not it.
Is it not the Monkees? It's not?
Right. No, it is.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it is the Monkees. It's like, I knew it was a turtle, or, I mean, some kind of animal of some sort, and it sounds like the Turtles, and it reminds me
but
of
I
it.
Mean, I'm an old school, I love old school rap, like anything before, like, 1990, I like. I love the Beastie Boys.
That's okay.
What?
Nothing.
I like Depeche Mode, and I like a lot of different stuff. It's not all metal, but most of the time it is.
It's probably part of it because I'm a guitarist, and learning how to play, I learned how to play a lot of different styles starting out. So when I was learning how to play, it was like in the height of the grunge alternative rock era. So all that shit holds a special place in my heart, and I still listen to it.
Okay.
I love that stuff, too. Yeah. I love the best band anywhere is Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains is awesome.
I love Nirvana, Mudhoney,
got into the new Alice in Chains stuff.
It's That's really good. Good.
Really, really
it's
good.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I take your word for it.
But I don't do rap much of any of it.
Run the Jewels, baby.
I listen to some jazz. I listen to some electronic music. I listen.
Okay, you got me on electronic music.
I listen to really? Some country
electronic
music. Even
awesome.
I can't do well. I can do some country.
I'm talking like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Kind
yeah, that's fine.
Kind of
that's
stuff.
Good. What about folky music?
I can deal with some folky music.
There's this one group.
Dude, if it's got banjos in it, I'll probably listen to
well,
it. I like banjos.
It doesn't have banjos in it, but it's a duet. Should. And they're called Shovels and Rope, and they're very good.
Okay.
I recommend that.
Cool.
Something that non-metal.
Out. Cool. Let's talk about some metal releases that we have been into recently.
Okay.
I just discovered this band today.
It's, like
it's a weird name.
Or something like that, right?
Ghost Ship
there
Octavius. Thanks to Maurice, who's been on a couple episodes of MSRcast, he sort of posted about him on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I want to check these guys out. It has Van Williams, who used to be the drummer from Nevermore. I'm like, okay, I'm going to check this out. First track, I was like, all right, I'm in. It's very proggy, progressive style, Nevermore style, but when we listened to it, the guitar player used to be in God Forbid.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that new wave of like American thrash.
Yeah.
Riffing to it, but mixed with like Nevermore, and it's really...
I mentioned Control Denied.
Control
if
Denied.
Listen to it, it's got kind of a Control Denied feel to it.
The vocalist reminds me, if you've ever listened to the band Firewind, which has Gus G. from Ozzy's band, the vocals are very much like the singer they had for a while called Apollo. And I loved his vocal style. And he sounds just like him. I'm like, all right, that's it. Sign me up.
Yeah, it was cool. Just the little bit of it that we listened to was really good. So, and I was curious to know what Van Williams has been up to since Nevermore, and I'm glad to hear that
guy's working some more. We listened to a little bit before the show. I mean, it's pretty good. I just wasn't sold on the vocals.
I liked them. I liked the vocals.
That's usually the hang-up for me most of the times.
Yeah, that is a problem for you. You don't like power metal vocals, do you?
No, not at all.
You don't like harsh vocals.
It depends on some... It depends. Like, if it's like...
So what else is there? Metallica?
Yeah! I've always liked Metallica. I grew up on Metallica, so
I did too. I grew up on Metallica. We can't talk about Metallica.
I can't talk bad about that.
Can't talk shit.
And I enjoyed Death Magnetic, although a lot of people didn't.
Stop there.
I enjoyed it. So
what about Crap and Recrap? Or Hash and Rehash?
Which one was that one?
Load and Reload.
I actually thought Load and Reload weren't bad albums. It was just...
I think there were good tracks on there.
Yeah, they just it was a totally different thing, you know? Good hard rock albums.
The other band I wanted to mention is this band called Gruesome.
Yeah.
Are they Gruesome?
They are. Matt Harvey, who's been on this show before, he's also the lead singer from Exhumed. He's put together this band. I don't know everybody's from, but another one of the guys used to be in Possessed, guitar player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's this band called Gruesome, and it's a fucking total love letter album to old school Death, the band Death with Chuck Schuldiner. Not the Death metal style, but if you are a fan of like Human and anything before up till then, you are gonna shit yourself when you hear this album. It's so fucking good.
We were listening to it in the car.
That's right.
And like, if I just kind of zoned out and then zoned back in, I'd have thought I was listening to New Death. Like,
and you mentioned a little bit the vocals are sort of
kind of obituary style
Trevor Perez a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But the music, the album is so fucking good. I want to actually interview him and just get him back on the show because he's such a geek, you know.
Yeah,
he wants to come back on the show. We need to definitely talk about this album. But
are we getting funny comments on our.
We listened to this album on the way to see a heavy metal show that we didn't get hit. We almost didn't get hit on the way to that show.
Yes.
After your trip over here to go to the concert.
It was a bad day to drive on Tuesday, man.
That's why I drove to the show.
Yeah, I had already had enough, so yeah, I let Carrie drive to the show. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, so talk about the concert.
So I really wanted to go to see Exodus and Testament, right? They got Steve Zetro, Sousa back in Exodus, and I really wanted to see them live, and I heard this Testament show with like all they're doing is like old school shit. I was like, perfect. Didn't have the money this week to go see the show. But I won a fucking Facebook contest from House of Blues. Like the day that morning I like opened up my email, I'm like, oh, I won 2 free tickets. I'm going. So yeah, we went to the show.
Notice how my invite did not come around.
No, I asked you first.
What's your favorite Testament song, George?
I don't know any of them. I'm just giving you guys a hard time. That's all.
That's right. What is your favorite Testament song?
Do I even know who that is? I don't
exactly.
know. Exactly. I probably have listened to them before.
And you'll listen to them again. We'll make you listen to them. But let's talk about Exodus. We got there right before they played.
Mm-hmm.
When the first song, when Zetro started singing, he came on stage, I was like, man, this is what they've been missing. Because the guy they had before was named Rob Dukes. He was okay. Some of the music they put out was really, really good, but I never really felt that he fit the band. And, you know, with Paul Baloff...
Was it because his name was Duke?
Maybe. But, you know, the original vocals they had was Paul Baloff. He passed away a few years ago. So they got... I've always been a huge fan of Zetro. Love his style. He has a unique delivery, you know. And he was actually the original vocalist for Testament.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for him to come out on stage and just do a song with him, but he never did. It's like, damn it.
Probably pissed off at him.
Well, they brought him on tour, so.
Just kidding. I really...
But, okay, so when Testament showed up, they had a fucking huge stage show.
That banner. So I'm in printing and graphics and stuff like that, right? So
she
when
had, like, a huge, like...
I
nerd on bonus.
I did because
you're like, imagine the size of that machine.
Yes,
printed that banner.
Yes, I was because they took the Exodus banner down, and behind it is the full banner for Testament, and it took up the entire stage.
If you go to our Instagram page, there's pictures and video of the show.
Yeah, And yeah, I was totally nerding out on just the graphics and the printing. I'm like, man, I want to see what they printed that on. That's so cool.
I think Testament, man, they have the perfect lineup now. Eric Peterson's always been a badass guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
They've had Alex Skolnick back in the band for a long time. Yeah. If you don't know who he is, you need to learn
more metal.
Listen to more metal. Listen to his jazz stuff, too.
Yeah.
He does some great
Alex
jazz.
Alex Skolnick is just one of the best guitarists out there.
But now they have Steve DiGiorgio on bass from Sadus and a bunch of other different projects.
He played with Death for a while.
He played with Death.
Iced Earth, right.
He played a three-string fretless bass, and that dude goes off on it.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Drum-wise... Who else better to get than
Gene Hoagland?
Gene the Machine Hoagland. Death Clock, the drummer from Death Clock.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, okay.
Also, real
I didn't
bands.
Know that's his name.
And also, real bands like Death Angel and.
No, he's never been in Death
Angel. I thought he was in Death Angel for a little while. Mm. He was in Death for a little while.
Yeah, he was in Death for a little bit.
He was
Dark
in
Angel.
Dark Angel.
Angel was the band that he started.
Okay, that's probably what I was thinking of. But then he played with Strapping Young Lad.
Yeah, he was a major part of Strapping Young
Lad. He toured with Demi Borgir for a little while, I think.
He was in Fear Factory for one album.
And I think he toured with Opeth briefly, for a very short time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I may be getting my bands mixed up, but I think there's an Opeth video from...
Guest star appearance kind of
thing. And he's in the video, but you don't really see him.
That's cool.
Yeah. If you know it's him, you're like, oh, yeah, there he is.
Kind of like when I see Dave Grohl in a music video every now and then.
Yeah, pretty much. Gene Hoagland's like Dave Grohl. But,
but for metal.
He's lost a lot of weight, too, man. He's such a cool guy. And one of the things, I was like, what am I going to buy? Am I going to buy a t-shirt? But I had to buy something for my collection. I have a small collection of autographed drum heads. I have like a Lacuna Coil one. I have Paradise Lost. I have Primal Fear.
So
I have Enslaved.
A drum head?
And Demi Borgir. Yeah, I bought...
They sell it there?
They do.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to buy.
It's right there.
I thought they just gave that to you.
No. It's something you do purchase.
Go figure. I did not know that.
But it's a Gene Hoagland signed Testament drum head used.
Yeah,
the other drum head that sold out before I got a chance to buy it was used on the DTA tour, which was at Death Across America. It was a Death tribute band that he was in, basically. Mm. They had original members of Death come back in, and... Because I saw it had all the set list written on it. It was like one of the snare heads. But it was gone before I got a chance to purchase it. But that show, dude.
I've never seen like a drum set sold on a tour before.
I think Dave just pointed at me. He's right about something.
Yes. Gene Hoagland played drums on the video for the Grand Conjuration from the Ghost Reveries album.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been schooled.
I've been schooled.
Or metaled schooled.
I've been metal schooled. But, dude... So they didn't play anything before 1989. The last album they played a track off of was like Practice What You Preach,
yeah.
But they played pretty much the entire New Order album and the Legacy stuff from all like the first album, man.
It was
pretty fucking amazing.
It was an amazing show. So I'm not a huge Exodus fan.
Yeah.
I've known of them for ages and ages, and I just have never really gotten into them before. I saw them and Testament a couple of years ago when they both were opening for Megadeth's Rust in Peace 20th anniversary tour, which was really cool.
It was a big, it was like the Bayou Music Center or something like that.
I don't think it was called that at that time. I think it was
Bayou Music Center still around?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was Verizon at that time.
One of the big, you know, amphitheater.
Talk about the place next to Angelica? Or it's not called the Angelica.
Right next to the Hard Rock in Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really didn't enjoy Exodus' set during that a whole lot. Like, it was kind of like, meh,
whatever. Wasn't Anthrax on that set?
No. Anthrax was not there.
I saw Anthrax with Megadeth at that place.
Watch me sneeze, sorry.
You know what? They may have
swapped
out. Once
you start seeing so many shows, it starts to become this big blur sometimes.
Yeah.
It really does. I've been saying for years there needs to be a website where I can go, hey, I'm going to punch in Anthrax. It's going to show me every tour they've ever been on and who they toured with.
Yeah. Sure, that exists somewhere.
No, it does not exist.
Even Encyclopedia Metallum
doesn't
get that detail.
Encyclopedia Metallum doesn't even have that yet.
Yeah, they should.
It's a gold mine.
Yeah.
I know if you go to like, you know, setlist.fm, which I tend to do this at concerts, I'll look at their set list while they're playing. I'm like, oh, this song is going to be awesome. They're playing this next. And I'm like, hey, look,
before Testament went on stage, Gary goes, you want to see the set list? I'm like, all right, cool.
That's how you know you're a diehard fan. I would I would rather just be surprised.
Yeah, so Exodus, at the last show I saw them at, I wasn't that impressed.
Were you impressed this time around?
Yeah, they were much better this time. I enjoyed it a lot more this time.
It wasn't because you almost died. And you like,
maybe I was high on life. Being alive.
There you go.
That might have helped.
I don't care. This band sucks. I'm going to love it.
I was adrenaline fueled and fucking Testament took that. But dude, the fucking light show they had, the House of Blues, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go. We were talking about that night. We're like, hey, we should go see Monday night coming up here. It's COC Blind Tour. It's members from when COC did the Blind album, like Kurt or Carl Agel, who's now in a band called King Hitter, but they're playing that album live, and then it's Death Angel, who I fucking adore, and then Cavalera Conspiracy, which is, you know, the Cavalera brothers from Sepultura. And I was like, oh, we should fucking go to that show. It's like right by your house now, where you just moved to. I'm like, let's fucking go. Met up to this guy that, I'm not gonna say he's a great friend of the show or anything, but gave us 2 free tickets.
Yeah,
I was like, all right. You're my best
so I guess
friend
we're
now.
Going.
We're going.
So, see that guy at every metal show I go to in town.
That's right. So we're not going to go. We're going to leave it alone. All we got to say is he works for Scout Bar, and if you were in the Houston metal scene, you know exactly what we're talking about. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So that's our. Let's get into some geeky topics. We have a lot of shit to talk about before.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff's been popping up here and there.
Y'all want to talk about, we have a lot of TV and film news, but we have a little bit of video game discussion. Do you want to talk about TV or film first?
Surprise me.
All right, so there's a new DuckTales TV show coming out, 2017.
Didn't we talk about this at one point?
Maybe. I don't remember for sure.
Carrie, you rehashing old news?
I am rehashing old news because I'm excited.
Woo-hoo. Who wouldn't be excited about DuckTales?
It's cool. I'm not sure I am.
What? Really?
I don't know if they need to. I don't know if they need to bring it back. I think I'm worried it's going to be one of those things. Like the same way that I'm as much of a fan of the show as I am, I do not want them to bring Firefly back. I don't.
Thank you.
Because it's not going to be the same. And I think this is probably going to
be
the same way. It could be better, but most likely it's probably not.
But you don't know that.
I don't know that. So
just look at how well Serenity turned out.
Serenity was good.
Also, although I do agree with you, I don't think we need another Firefly show. It had its time.
Yeah.
It lived its life. Serenity came out, and I think Serenity is the top of all tops. And they left the stage on a high mark. So
they dropped the mic.
They did. And he's like, fuck you bitches. Cut us
I'm
off.
I'm going
early.
To Avengers.
Yeah. I'm going to take over Marvel.
Pretty much.
But I kind of feel that maybe DuckTales is that same way. I don't know. I would if it comes out and it's good, that's awesome.
Okay.
Because we were all DuckTales fans, no doubt.
I love DuckTales. I liked all the Disney cartoon shows.
That was a great era of like
Bonkers. Like, does anyone even remember Bonkers?
I still have a Bonkers fucking like little toy.
Yeah, I do too. Somewhere in my house. But that was
middle
one of my 90s favorite
era. It was awesome, man.
We have a request coming in.
I'll let you read it.
So here's a request from My Third Eye. Do you guys have suggestions for someone
You're
who digs
pointing
mass
the camera at my crotch right now.
Do I need a macro lens or a wide
probably
angle lens?
Fish eye lens, please. Make it look bigger.
Do you guys have suggestions for someone who digs Mastodon? Suggestions, please.
I love Mastodon.
Just talked about Mastodon earlier.
A lot of people like their new album. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah, I agree.
Gave it a second listen and loved it.
I have to get back into it if you say so.
If you're looking for a band similar to Mastodon and want to enjoy it, I guess from my opinion,
Red Fang.
I was gonna say Red Fang as well.
Red Fang's newest album is probably the best one they've ever made.
Really,
in my opinion, with the exceptions to the first album.
What about you? What would you? Somebody's into Mastodon.
I was gonna say Red Fang, and if you like stuff in that style, I guess check out like Black Tusk, who I'm not as much a fan of, but they're kind of in that vein. Baroness.
I love Baroness.
Baroness is good.
The Blue Album is really awesome.
Then
The Sword.
Yes,
The Sword. Yes, yeah.
I love The Sword.
I do too.
They have a cool cover I heard recently that I didn't know that they covered it. I think it was a Led Zeppelin cover.
Interesting.
I think it is.
I can see that. They're from Austin, too.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The sword kind of kicked me off. You know, it's been a topic on MSR cast and everything, this kind of retro metal deal. The sword kind of kicked me off on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I started listening to The Sword, and I was like, man, this is really cool. And I started... They weren't the first retro metal band I listened to. Probably the first one was Witchcraft.
Yeah, Witchcraft is good.
And
they're more of a King Diamond throwback, aren't they?
They are now. Their stuff, their older stuff, like the stuff that's up on Spotify right now is more recent. Their older stuff is more Sabbath-y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Party Wizard.
Party Wizard. They're from Austin, too.
They are from Austin. Check them out on Facebook.
So let's talk about some other news. Thanks to we got to give
thank you for the request, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, Red Fang.
Yep.
F-A-N-G. If you ever want to ask us any questions like that, send us an email, metalgeekspodcast.
Or write us a comment on Twitter.
Tweet us on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Coke poke
email
Coke.
That's right. So let's see. Thanks to our friend, our I'm going to call him our producer now. Our behind-the-scenes producer.
I thought
producer.
He was an intern. How did he get upgraded to producer?
He got promoted to a producer, and he started booking us guests.
Oh, okay.
So, thanks to Bill. He's doing a great job.
Gunning for my job.
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Did he tell you that?
That's what I've been hearing.
Okay. Shh, don't say anything yet. But, no, he's been actually helping us out, picking out topics and Instagram, and he's been an immense help, and thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill is the man.
Oh, I wanted to say a quick hey to somebody
thumbs
on Twitter.
Up.
We got to give a quick hello to Jason. Stop being so irrational.
Ho!
I know you're listening, man.
Don't make that bow tie so tight.
We knew it was like two guys out there. What was after Baroness? The sword?
Yes, sword.
The sword.
And then Party Wizard. One word.
So what do you guys feel about this X-Files miniseries coming out?
So I've talked about on the show.
Speaking of shows coming
recently
back.
That I've been watching The X-Files through for the first time.
That's right.
I didn't watch it when it was on originally.
I didn't watch every episode.
No.
Like,
I saw like maybe two or three episodes ever.
Okay.
But I'm in earnest watching through it now.
Season one's rough.
Yeah. And
it gets
I'm enjoying
way better
it.
Season two and three.
Yeah. Well, I'm in season four.
Oh, okay.
Now.
You're good.
Yeah. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm actually really looking forward to this, oddly enough, given my stance on other media,
other
IPs.
Other shows coming back?
Yeah. But I really enjoyed the 24 miniseries because I liked the 24 series a lot.
I never watched 24.
I don't know why I have a thing for like spy thriller stuff. I love that stuff. And yeah, I
you
really
like
enjoyed.
Him.
Huh?
You just like him.
He was good.
He wanted Jack Bauer to come save him.
Jack Bauer, come save me.
So I watched all of 24, and then they did the miniseries for it last year, and I watched it, and it was good. I enjoyed it. So
do you do you think these 6-episode miniseries type of things, like revisiting an old show, is a good idea?
I think that's a good idea.
It's a good way to test the waters.
Yeah, I think, and I think it's a good way to give the creators of a show a limited format. It's like, okay, here's what you're getting. Tell your story and get
what
it
other
over with.
Okay, let's talk about this. What other shows do you think would fit into that category? What shows should they bring back that... Okay, we're going to give you 6 episodes to do what you want to do, and if it does well, we'll bring you back more. They're doing it to Heroes right now.
Yeah,
I don't care
Heroes.
About that.
I'm sort of excited.
I'm not...
They lost me after the finale of season one.
Me too. I didn't watch anything after that.
I
think I watched I think I watched the first episode of the second season, and that's as far as I got.
What other shows can you think of, though? Chuck would be cool.
That was another show I didn't really care too much about.
I like Chuck.
I mean, it had its parts where it was funny and like clever.
Had Maggie from The Walking Dead in it.
And
as a villain.
You know, Superman made an appearance. And
yeah, that's true.
And it's good. It's just really, really corny. And I think it's corny in a bad way, not in a good way.
You know what show I would like them to bring back? Reaper.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
I loved the first season. I never finished watching the show.
Yeah?
Did you watch that show?
No, I think I saw like one episode of it ever.
Was it the pilot that Kevin Smith directed?
I think so.
Yeah. That's right.
They pimped the shit out of that
show.
Yes,
I remember the advertising for that show.
The creators of that show, Vizicas and Butters, I can't remember their first names, but they are the ones who actually did the Agent Carter TV show.
Mm. Yeah. Ah, I got one. Pushing Daisies. I would bring that back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pushing Daisies was good. Yeah.
I think that show was way too short-lived.
Yeah.
I would like a conclusion. Give me 6 episodes to finish up the whole...
Didn't that guy become Ronin?
I want... What? Yes.
Wasn't he Ronin?
Yes.
Yes.
And Thranduil in The Hobbit.
I was about to say some dude in The Hobbit, but you know their names.
Yeah. of course, the eyebrows.
Of course I know their names. So
speaking of spinoffs, they're possibly doing an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff because the show is doing so phenomenally well in the ratings.
Well, have y'all been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I love the show.
The show has been
I haven't.
Way
I'm
better.
Not caught up this week, so I'll probably do that tomorrow. But
it's awesome. You should.
I still haven't watched a single episode.
Dude, you got to. You got to watch the first.
You've seen Winter Soldier already, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're good. We're not spoiling anything for you.
It's good for what it is. It satisfies. It satiates what you expect it to be.
A friend of mine brought up a comment today. Like, do you think that Marvel is cinematic universe is expanding too quick for its own good?
I saw something about that today. There was a blog or something.
We talked about that with Chris Gore last week. I asked him that question. I was like, "Do you think when are we going to reach oversaturation?"
It's not about oversaturation.
We already are.
Yeah, I think we're way oversaturated, but I don't think anyone really cares.
Daredevil comes out on Netflix tomorrow too.
Yeah, tomorrow. When does it officially go on? Is it tonight at midnight?
I don't know. I want to check.
Or is it tomorrow, like at 10 p.m. or something?
I'm not working tomorrow, so if it comes
out. I'm just going to call you. Give me a play-by-play. What's going on? No. The conversation I had with a coworker at work was that details of the show of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming out quicker than we are getting from the actual physical movies.
Yeah.
And then, like, what happens if you see the show before you see the movie, and then you spoil the movie for yourself? Or you see the movie and it spoils
the show. Well, they're not
going to
take it that far. They're not going to spoil
it. Well, they
kind of
already did it, though.
The Inhuman thing?
Yeah, well, not the Inhuman thing, but the... Let's say when Captain America... You didn't see Captain America Winter Soldier yet, but you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's true. They just
4 days after that movie came out, they spoiled the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, they did.
They just assumed you went to go see the movie.
Well, they're probably right.
Yeah, they are probably right, but let's just say those few that didn't. Do you think that could eventually cause a problem, or do you think Marvel's so fucking big-dicked right now that they don't really care?
They probably don't care. I do have an answer to the question.
Yes.
Netflix has confirmed 12:01 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Daredevil.
Yes.
Watching it tonight.
That's 1 a.m. here.
I'm totally going home to go watch at least a episode.
Right. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, man. I saw the costume today, and I don't hate it. It looked very practical, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't have the little weird...
Am I the only weird one that really liked the original costume?
You just like Ben Affleck.
I do like Ben Affleck, but that's beside the point. I really like the costume from the original movie.
We watched the Honest Trailers for the Daredevil movie yesterday.
Oh, they have one?
Yes, and the funniest thing was like... Starring, and it's like all the horrible 80s metal band or 90s metal bands you don't like, and it's like, and they show like starring Seether, Nickelback. I'm like, oh, I hate that.
Seether's a 90s band?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I thought that we were like early 2000s.
2001 is still 90s.
What?
As far as music, man, come on. All right, so let's move on. Let's see, another Nerdist TV show is probably in the works. This time maybe on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Did y'all ever see that Nerdist movie?
The Nerdist? Zero,
yeah, the Nerdist Productions movie, Zero Charisma.
No.
Yeah, they did an amazing job with that.
I had never heard about that.
Yeah, you need to watch it. You'd love it.
Is that
you
on Netflix?
Too. I think you would like it more than you would. But
okay.
Netflix?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you actually have to rent it. Okay. But... if any production value is anywhere near, or the writing and stuff is anywhere near as good as that movie, I'm totally down.
So it's cool when we posted about the Nerdist show on maybe on the Sci-Fi Channel on our Instagram. Somebody, one of our fans, is a guy named Nothinghead. He N and then zero then Tinghead. He actually one of the podcasts he does is the Metal Underground podcast. But he tagged Jonah Ray and said, "Hey, who should we have host the show?" And he tagged Matt Myra in it. I was like, "That's pretty cool. At least I know who the fuck we are now."
That's,
you know what I mean?
So we're kind of connected to Nerdist.
Yeah, we're like, you know, like 6 degrees.
We're
like 160 degrees.
We're that fifth cousin removed from
exactly.
The family kind of deal.
Yeah.
So what's the show from Nerdist on Sci-Fi?
We don't know. It's going to be like a Nerdist news type of show. I think it'll be fun.
Okay. There's also like that. Another nerdy Yahoo movie show coming out. We saw the trailer for it a couple of days ago. Has the Mystery Science Theater
2000. Yes, I can't think of the name of the show. Like, it's a space show.
Yes.
It looked really funny, too.
It had its moments where it looked funny. I just can't really buy into anything Yahoo's doing.
Community, dude. Have you been watching Community?
No.
Fucking this season has been amazing. They can do whatever the hell they want now.
Uh-huh.
It's great. I really love it.
Okay.
If you're a Community fan, watch it on Yahoo screen. We watch.
What about
it on...
you, Dave? You're a Community fan?
I've never seen Community.
No!
So.
You're breaking his heart.
I know.
He's crying right now.
Take the knife out right now, dude.
I watched Community when it was on TV.
I love Community. It's a biting, satirical, funny
Donald
ass
Glover
show.
And Abed.
Abed's still on. Donald Glover those left were, like the last season.
Those were my favorite characters of the show. Snarf is hungry.
Yeah, dog's eating. Making a lot of noise. So before we move on from TV, let's talk about Chris Gore's Kickstarter one more time, since he was a guest last episode. He's trying to get $125,000 to create a whole network of stuff, a whole bunch of shows, podcast network,
his whole website,
revamp the whole thing,
and provide great film and TV news content.
There's 12 days left, or 11 days left, because this is going to come out tomorrow, of the Kickstarter. So just go to filmthreat.com and hashtag save filmthreat anytime you post something on Twitter.
I really hope he does well, because he's a very passionate individual and he really does care about
Loves film.
He's a cinephile to the T, and he's very passionate about it. And
come on, I mean, we gave Nathan Fillion $2 million in like an hour or something on Kickstarter.
It's Nathan Fillion.
I know, but still, come on.
There's girls out there who give their like right and left tip for that dude.
What are they? Well, I guess so.
It's true. Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's just an odd thing to say.
Is it?
So let's talk about some
films. Everyone's
kind
of stumped right now. What's the deal?
How do we move on? How do you move on from that? let's talk about some film stuff.
Okay.
So supposedly there's going to be no after credits of Avengers Age of Ultron.
I don't believe that.
Are you calling bullshit on that?
I am totally calling bullshit on that. Yeah.
I don't know.
The article said he could not top the shawarma scene, and he doesn't want to try to top it. That's why he said, trust me, there's nothing after it. He's like, if you want to give us support and watch all of our names on the screen, feel free, but there's nothing after
it. We talked about that the other day, and I do that anyway. If I go see a movie and I enjoy it, I sit through the credits.
But they did say there will be something through the credits, but not at the end of it.
Kind of like what they did for Avengers anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I find it hard to believe there won't be anything at the end. Because
it's been a staple for Marvel.
And even if it's not a joke like the shawarma thing was,
it needs to be a clue to the next film.
Right.
Like Doctor Strange or something. Anything. Yeah. Something.
So there's been
maybe Howard the Duck again.
Oh. We just need another Howard the Duck movie. Come on.
I that's what I'm begging for.
So there's rumors, and these are all rumors, speculative rumors.
Take everything with a grain of salt kind of deal.
Exactly. Captain America, the Civil War movie coming out. It's going to be a lot more than just Captain America and Iron Man in it.
Is the web variety?
The web variety might be in it. Shellhead varieties. They're talking about
Shellhead?
Characters that are introduced in Age of Ultron will be in it.
Are we going to have Ninja Turtles in this now?
No, they call Iron Man Shellhead.
They do?
Yeah. It's one of his nicknames. Because he wears armor.
Dave?
I didn't know that.
All Shellhead. I'm an old... Yeah. Crickets.
You're the only one who knew that.
But what do you think about that? Actually having a real, full-blown Civil War movie. That talks about Wasp.
Black Panther's supposed to be in it.
Yeah, Black Panther, Scarlet Witch, Wasp. But they hadn't even introduced Wasp yet. I'm like, what?
Didn't they introduce the villain recently? Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else. Yellow Jacket, sorry.
Yeah, Yellow Jacket. They just premiered what he's going to look like for Ant-Man today.
But going back to Civil War, I'm really excited about it. However, I want to see how everything plays out in Avengers so I can get even more excited for Civil War.
We're less than a month away. We're like 3 weeks away now-ish.
I have my tickets.
I need to buy tickets.
May 1st, I'm there. Dude, you're sold. You're shit out of luck.
No, there's still tickets available.
It's sold out.
I don't have to buy 3D.
I'm buying IMAX. Anytime there's a Marvel movie and it's like a big event, it's IMAX all the way.
And I'm looking forward to meet Jeremy Renner at Comic Palooza. If you use the code metal, I'm not going to go. So One of the things Kevin Smith has been doing, he's losing weight. Well, yeah, besides losing weight, he's not
so fat anymore. It upsets me.
He's still jolly, though.
He's very jolly. I just, you know, he keeps calling himself fat.
Have you seen Penn Jillette?
Yeah, yeah. Penn Jillette lost
100 pounds since January.
Really? Since January? Fuck.
Yes.
Geez. I've lost 7 in a week. It doesn't count.
He was losing like a pound a day.
God damn.
That's very unhealthy.
Well, apparently it's better than the alternative.
Yeah,
because it was motivated by a trip
a
to
health scare?
It was motivated by a health scare.
Yeah.
But I think
that's what happened to Kevin Smith, too. I think he had a health scare as well.
He cut out, from what I know Kevin Smith talked about on the podcast a lot, he's cut out sugars and breads and all that kind of stuff. That's how he's lost all the weight. That's actually what I'm doing right now.
I'm doing the exact same thing.
Kevin Smith diet, and it's working for him. It should work for me, right? I'm happy with that. I've already lost 100 pounds before. I just need to lose a little bit more. So
okay.
It sucks. It's sad when you've lost 100 pounds and you still lose weight. Apparently, you've been told that a few times.
Shut up. We're not going to bring that
up
here.
Let's move on to Kevin Smith. So, what he really was going to do, he was going to work on Clerks 3, then he had the other movies, the Moose Jaw or whatever.
Mallrats 2 is...
Then he was going to be doing Mallrats 2. Apparently, as of last week, Mallrats 2 has moved up to next in the list because the end scene of the movie is blowing up a mall. And they found a mall that they're going to do, but they have to move their time frame for shooting around. So Mallrats 2 is the next movie.
Cool.
So he's been going around and doing like this Blues Brothers Mission from God thing, getting the band back together.
Yeah, getting all the original
cast members. He's only missing a couple. One of them is like Ben Affleck. Is he going to get Batfleck? Come on. Is Batfleck Batwatch?
Matt Damon too, right? No, Matt Damon wasn't. It was just Ben Affleck at that time.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Mallrats 2, I never thought it was going to happen.
Why would you have thought it was going to?
I don't know. I always sort of wanted it to happen, but never thought it would. Yeah.
Did you?
I love Mallrats.
The movie was pretty much well tied up in a bow and kind of given to us.
Did we really need a sequel? It was a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Yes. It's very much like, did we need a Clerks 2? But we love it either way.
I love Clerks 2. They did a really good job.
Of course, but we didn't need it.
No?
But it was good. Hopefully he can pull this off with this.
And apparently, I just read that the kid who played Elijah in Clerks 2 is married to one of the actresses from Mallrats. The one, Trish, who had the journal. They had the journal about
really?
Fucking all the guys. Yeah, I was like, okay. I didn't know that.
Maybe he wanted to get into her pillow pants.
Pillow pants is gone, apparently. But I'm looking forward to that. So, other casting news. I know we weren't big fans of the movie, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 is coming out.
I'm excited for the news, not excited for the movie.
Right. They've announced as Casey Jones, Stephen Amell from Arrow.
I didn't see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
You're not hurting yourself.
I know. That's why I haven't seen it. I haven't really bothered. But I don't really see Stephen Amell as a Casey Jones.
I'm going to wear a mask most of the time, I didn't either,
but he did a whole Photoshop thing of him as Casey Jones. Pretty believable.
Did he?
Yeah, but he's so wooden in Arrow to me. I don't think he is wooden. Maybe he got better, but like the entire first season, he's very
Anytime he's playing Oliver Queen, he's wooden. But anytime he's on the island or when he's like as the Arrow... I think that's when he tells his brain, like, I'm myself.
I guess I see Casey Jones as a little bit goofier than I saw Stephen Amell doing.
More rough-edged.
So I finally finished, I'm caught up to, like, the show I said I was going to watch, Once Upon a Time. So now I'm going to back to Arrow. After Daredevil, of course. And then I'm going to go back into Arrow.
You put Arrow on pause for Once Upon a Time?
Well, I had a free month of Hulu, so I had to watch it or lose it, you know what I mean? Don't give me that look.
Was it any good? Was it worth it?
No, not really.
Okay.
But once I'm committed to something, I have to see it through. That's just me. But I guess that's good news, right?
It's good for him.
The next can't be as bad as the first one, can it?
From what I understand, they got like a director who made like the Yogi Bear or something.
Oh.
How do you feel now?
I don't feel much better.
I think he made the Yogi Bear the movie.
So moving on, let's just
or some shitty movie like that.
This is news I never even heard about until this evening when our guy, our producer Bill, put this on our list. apparently the Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
His Haunted Mansion movie is still coming, and
I was just wondering about that like a couple weeks ago.
They've cast Ryan Gosling to be in it.
Okay.
Well, first, let's little backtrack here. You know, Guillermo is like slated for like 100 movies.
I know, right? And like a bunch of them never happen, and that's my whole point.
In case in point, Mountain of Madness thing was
Mountain
ready.
Of Madness isn't gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. It was ready to shoot. He had the script. He had the crew and cast, and it fell
I'm so
through.
Disappointed by that because I'm a big H.P. Lovecraft fan, and I think that Del Toro could actually do Lovecraft well.
He's
most
a
people
huge
can't.
Lovecraft fan as well.
Most people can't. Lovecraft doesn't generally translate
well. The only reason why I'm saying I don't have high hopes for that, for the Haunted Mansion movie just yet, is because he has Pacific Rim 2 and 3 to make, and then he has another movie after that.
So this is from the AV Club. This is about from like an hour and a half ago. This is breaking news. So, you know, we haven't heard much about the movie since, like, 2010, but...
We're still talking about Haunted Mansion, right?
We're still talking about Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Here's what it says.
Making sure.
The rap adds that Gosling and Del Toro were seen having fun together at Disneyland recently, and the pair reportedly did ride the Haunted Mansion. So it's practically a done deal, right?
Hey, if they rode the ride together,
they rode the
I,
ride.
Guess that, I guess that's it.
That's location scouting, right?
Come on, guys.
Hey, I'll go on location scouting like that to Disneyland. Come on.
Of course.
But it's not going to be a family-friendly film, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's supernatural. It's...
Pause.
Okay. So, something else I didn't know. They're working on a Flash movie, but they have Lord and Miller... Who are the guys who did the Lego movie?
What?
They're
going to
be writing it.
Oh. But did you see who they picked out to play the Flash?
No. Who is the Flash?
I don't know who he is.
Oh. You asked me like
so
I,
it's,
you knew.
It's not going to be the same as...
No, like, it's not the same as the
DC
show.
Universe movies and TV will not talk to each other.
That's so dumb.
I know.
Why are they doing that?
You want to...
When they have such a hard-on to be like Marvel, but then they're missing an opportunity.
Exactly.
Do you want to hear it? Want to see a cool segue? Lego movie? Do you see the game announcement today?
Oh, the Dimensions
Lego
thing.
Dimensions?
I schooled you on that. You
schooled
thought it was,
me.
You thought
I thought
it was...
I
thought it was a playset or something.
I thought it was just a playset. But what it is, it's actually sort of cool. The commercial they made was pretty amazing. Because it had...
because it had your favorite dude from Community.
That's right, it did. And it had Batman come in, the little Lego Batman.
I wonder if they got Will Arnett to do that.
It sounded like Will Arnett.
It did sound like him.
But basically what this is, it's Lego's version of Disney Infinity. So it's like a...
Or the original people who I'm pretty
Skylanders.
Sure...
Skylanders.
They're fucking pissed, I'm pretty sure, because
yeah.
Everyone else ripped off their idea and did it way better than they did.
And once I realized this was like what it was, I was like, oh, this is a really fucking great idea, because everybody's going to want to buy little Lego figures to play on this game.
I think I'm just going to buy the Lego figures just to have the Lego figures.
I think so, too. I want a Batman Lego figure like that.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's going to be coming out for all systems. It's basically a Lego game with characters you can upgrade and new levels and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so if you have any knowledge of Disney Infinity, just imagine that, but with Legos.
That's right. It's probably going to be expensive as hell, too, because Legos
are...
It
will be expensive.
Do you have any interest in this?
Same thing with Disney Infinity. Yes, it looks like a thing that I would love to have. I don't have the time or the room or the money for all of the stuff, so it's just not going to happen.
You get it for your kids, and you play with your kids, and you call it playtime, quote-unquote.
Hey, kids, you want to play Disney Infinity? Get away!
My turn!
It's my time! I think that it's sort of a cool... It's coming out in September already, so it's they've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, it looks like a good surprise. I mean, they don't have to change too much. They just use the same engine from the original
Lego games yeah.
And then hijack the technology from Skylanders
all
and
they
shit.
Had to do.
And hey, voila, a new system
exactly
that will make
right.
them bajillion dollars.
Well, so, it's good. It's good for Lego to turn things around like that.
I know, they finally need to make some money.
Because they are really hurting
yeah.
in the bank.
I mean, all those Lego theme parks aren't doing anything.
And
all
the movie,
like,
the merchandising.
The $300 sets.
Yeah.
You know?
I love those
I know.
Sets,
you
though.
Do.
I really I've always wanted a Lego Millennium Falcon, and I never got it.
Is that, how much is that, $200?
It's $399.
Oh, fuck me. For a Lego
set. That's a lot of money for Legos, man.
So it for is. Something you're just going to step on in the carpet, come on.
Well, no, I would actually like put it on display somewhere. I know you once would.
But it'd be that one built. Piece missing, you step on it all the time.
There's always an extra piece, and it freaks me the fuck out. Like, did I miss a piece?
Did I do it wrong?
Did I miss a step somewhere?
When your Lego instructions are 100 pages, when you can put something together from IKEA quicker than you can something
a on Lego a Lego piece, set, something's wrong.
There's something wrong. Have you guys been playing any video games recently?
The only stuff I've been playing is stupid SimCity Build It on my phone and Minecraft with my daughter. That's all I've been playing lately.
You haven't been playing Last of Us yet?
I started it. Started it a couple weeks ago, and I got to where you meet Ellie.
Yes.
And I haven't picked it back up again yet.
Wow, that's like really early in the game.
Yeah, like that's as much as I've done. And it's cool
so
far.
You know I'm going to need that back one day, right?
Yeah.
Someday.
Someday.
You've made the mistake of lending it to me, and I will hold on to things for a long time.
Till he's finished.
I think my Ghostbusters back, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Are you done busting some ghosts?
Yeah.
All right. Watched that in 4K yet?
That's what he's talking about.
We're watching it in 4K. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I hate you. Thanks for the invite, guys. Again.
You're welcome.
Heart broken.
You know what I've been playing? I've picked up Resident Evil Revelations 2. Revelations 2, I'm sorry.
I'm never a big fan of the Resident Evil games.
I like Resident Evil games. This one's actually sort of cool. It was released episodically a few months ago on Xbox One and PS4, but now they released it in a package, which I was waiting for, so you get all the bonus shit, you know. But
you're a sucker for the bonus stuff, huh?
I am a little bit. And I got it cheap, so I got it only paid like $11 total for it. So I beat the first episode. There's like four episodes, and it is like drop in, drop out multiplayer, split screen. But the split screen like really gets fucking small. You're like, okay, but it's a fun game. I enjoy it.
So as much as I wasn't a fan of Resident Evil, weird thing is I was a fan of Silent Hill. Pretty much the same game, just without guns.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like Silent Hill a lot. I played the first like three Resident Evil games, and some of like. They did like a remastered one for the GameCube,
right?
And I have that, but
GameCube,
I haven't.
GameCube, wow.
And I have Resident Evil 4.
That's one of the
best
ones
for the 360, and I haven't even played it. I've had it for years, and I'm not even putting.
Now, what I like about this game is they actually have characters that are from the old game, like Claire Redfield in it, and they have Barry, the master of unlocking. And he actually makes a joke, a reference to like the first game, which is like one of the biggest fucking video game memes. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, they're being self-referential. I can't speak tonight.
Self-referential.
And
I enjoyed the movie. First one.
Did you?
The first one was awesome.
Yeah, the first one was good.
No.
Number 10 was
a
good
one. You don't like the first one?
No.
Come on, man. I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't like him.
None of them after that were any good. But the first one, pretty solid.
Been reading any comic books recently?
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of comic. I got in a weird comic book kick recently.
Cool.
What's
wrong with that?
Yeah, no, nothing. Reading Star Wars and reading
Star Wars is really
Darth
good.
Vader.
Darth Vader is good. I don't like Princess Leia that much.
Yeah,
against her.
You go to the comic book store and you see a lot of number ones and number twos. Feel bad. I haven't read it either, so I mean, I guess I'm part of the problem as well.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm reading Howard the Duck. A lot of people didn't seem to like it, but
I get into it.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Maybe because I can relate to the character a little bit more. And
so, what I've been reading, I just read the one of the new Ultron books that just came out. They take different characters from Marvel from different periods. Like they pulled like Vision and is in there, and then like they have two different they have Hulk and they have the two different Thor as a female, and then like the old version of Thor. It's really cool. And apparently somebody's pretending to be, it's in the future, they got pulled in by Doctor Doom, but it's not really Doctor Doom because they keep on hinting at it. And Vision knows who he is. So
that bitch.
I know, right?
Always never wants to tell what's going on.
But they had that, they looked each other in the eye. They're like, I'm not going to tell on you yet. It's a really good series. It's cool. Of course, it's leading into what's, you know, the movie.
I also just started reading Letter 44.
What's that?
It's a sci-fi series about back when JFK was the president and they went into space.
Oh, cool.
And like there's a secret mission and that happened in space. I haven't read too far. I only read the first
two issues. I'm getting a lot of my comic, you know, advice from Justin in the Comical Podcast. Yeah. I'm like, okay, if they like it, if Justin likes it, I'm probably going
to
like it.
I've been trying to get my hands on Chrononauts,
mm-hmm.
which is the new Mark Millar, as yes. you like to call him.
It is Millar.
Whatever. Just because
he was on a, he was on
just
a,
because he's British, he was doesn't on a, change his name. A couple weeks from ago, we were Millar, flipping
through TV
from Miller to Millar.
A couple weeks ago, we were flipping through TV on BBC. There was a talk show, and they were interviewing him. On they were interviewing Mark Millar.
Millar.
But
anyway, Chrononauts, comedy about two brothers who are sent in time while they're being televised.
That's
so
cool.
It's like Running Man meets Back to the Future.
Okay, I can be down with that.
Yeah.
I read the Bill and Ted comic.
And it's already been fucking picked up for a movie.
But anything so. Mark Millar does, it gets picked up
How
for a movie.
How does that happen? Who is he, like, sucking dick for?
I don't know,
Get
man.
Me in on that game. I'll suck some dick to get that kind of deal.
I'm not editing that out, either.
You shouldn't, because I want that to be known.
So, you read the Bill and Ted comic?
Oh, yeah. Number two came out this week.
Oh, it's out already?
Yes.
Oh, that was so fucking fun.
It reminded me so much of the movie. And did you like Bill and Ted the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you need to read the comic
book. It picks up like right after Bogus Journey.
Yeah,
like,
it ends right, the day, right same time. Like as soon as Bogus Journey ends, it like picks up as they leave the gym.
Okay.
It's really awesome, man.
And it's awesome. Basically, what happens in the new comic is that, of course, they found out they had a hit single and they're famous. Now they need to start writing a second song.
Yep.
So, as far as we know, a Bill and Ted 3 movie is
in supposedly,
the,
is
supposedly
yeah.
in the still works. Happening.
They still want to do it.
Is this going to be an alternate
I don't know.
Sequel universe to the movie? Or
I don't know if this is necessarily going to play into the movie. I guess we're going to have to kind of wait to see. Because, from what I understand, the plot to the third movie is about them, like, 20 or 10 or 20 years later, and they haven't become famous yet.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. This is not that plot.
Okay.
This one picks right after the movie.
So, I started reading last night Deadpool 45, or also known as 250. It's the death
of Deadpool, right?
It's the death of Deadpool. It's the last issue.
The one with the Run the Jewels cover?
The Run the Jewels cover, that's
God
right.
Damn, the one I want.
You got to get that. I mean, it's like we called around for it today. It's like $150 already.
Yeah, it's
crazy
stupid.
Ridiculous.
And
for a variant cover.
There's a Howard the Duck number 2 Run the Jewels cover that I want even more, and I can't find that anywhere. If you're listening to the show and you have it, and you want to give it away for a good charitable cause to someone who cares,
he'll trade you something like monetary. Monetary value.
Monetary value. Or whatever. But either way, I really want to get my hands on one. I want it just to collect it.
That's awesome, man. I'm excited for you.
Bless, I'm
not paying that much for a variant cover, though.
Me neither. Sorry. I'm not either.
I'll pay cover price. But this cover price for this Deadpool is like $10 already, so.
Well, same thing with the Howard the Duck one. It was yeah. It was $10.
Oh wow.
Was the
comics
the,
are getting expensive, man.
Yeah, do you remember when it was only $5 for a variant cover?
I remember when comics were only 60 cents.
That was before my time. Actually, comics always for me always cost $2 or $3. They never cost
when I first started collecting they were like it was like 60 and then 75 and then it was like a dollar. I'm like, wow, a dollar. And then like $1.50 was like for the double sized issue.
Once I understood that I can buy comics on my own and not ask for them, they were like $2 or $3.
So I think our Meerkat experiment was pretty successful tonight.
Yes, thank you for watching and sending in requests. And
Third Eye is following us now on Twitter, yeah. And that guy's pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah, my phone's been blowing up during the whole show.
I know. I keep on getting notifications. But let's wrap up this episode.
Is it that time already?
It's that time.
Man, this went really fast. Do we have any more topics we want to talk about before we leave? Dave? You know, say your piece.
Nothing that's not going to bring us down, man.
Bring us down, man.
Well, do we want to say a word for the bands that were in the van accident in Georgia?
Let's
this
do that.
Week?
What happened?
Thank you for bringing that up.
So there were a couple of black metal bands from.
Oh, I saw that on the news
from Georgia.
The first news story that I heard about it was like on NBC.
Yeah,
they picked it up.
Yeah, I saw
it was
that
kind
on the
of
news.
It was a really
I know exactly
odd.
What you're talking about?
It was odd. How everywhere this story was,
yes.
And it's kind of a thing that usually would just go right under the radar. But there's something about this story that it's a little bit different, I guess.
They fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into a tree, right?
Their driver did.
Yeah.
But it was like a van.
Yeah, it was a...
It was like a fifth... Like
Econoline
a,
van.
It was a big... Yeah. Yeah, big van.
It wasn't like a big RV, was it?
No.
No.
It's one of the 15 people, yeah, Econoline vans.
Gotcha.
And members of... They were completing a tour. They were on their way back to Atlanta and surrounding areas to play kind of the end of their tour. They had been up in, like, Chicago, I think, and stuff like that. And, yeah, the driver fell asleep and
they're
wrecked the thing.
They're a band from Chicago, right?
No, they're both from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And the driver fell asleep and wrecked the van, and two members of Warm Reich and the drummer from Chaotica all passed away. Some other members of the bands are having surgeries and
serious condition.
Yeah.
I was under the suspicion that they all passed.
No. There's some that survived.
Yeah. And
that's good.
So, you know,
I mean, sucks how it happened. I mean,
I'll say I hadn't heard of either of these bands before the story came out, but I've been checking them out, you know, since then. I've been kind of following this story. And so our condolences to the bands and to their families. Mm-hmm. And, you know, music's a big part of our life. We go to a lot of shows and we follow a lot of underground stuff. And these guys, it looked like they were just gearing up to do something.
Yeah,
you
do
know?
Something big.
And they had a
and
big...
And I read the article from the creator of Worm Reich. He said he's not going to... He's like, it would be stupid for me to stop. I'm not going to stop just because of this. I got to continue in their name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, horns to the band members, know, and to the families, our condolences. And guys, if you're out touring, if you're playing shows and on the road, please be careful.
If you need, if stop and get a hotel room. Y'all can all pound.
Or at least pull over and just catch the 20-hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's been moments where I've been tired on the road, and I know it's like, because I live close, I don't worry about it. But, I mean, if I was trekking, I'd totally pull over and knock out my car.
The road can be hypnotizing when you're driving a really long way, you know? Yeah. You're tired? That's a deadly combination, man. So, that's a somber note to end on. So, thanks for tuning in.
Until next time, guys.
So, let's talk about our other sponsor real quick.
Oh, we got a sponsor.
Of course we have a sponsor. So, look around my room here. Look around the office here. The recording studio.
Do you
studio.
Actually want me to look?
What do you see around? Do you see Funko Pops?
No.
Do you see Mystery Minis?
I see Madness. No, I'm kidding.
Madness? Would you like to buy a Funko Pop?
More than I already have, but yes. I probably will end up buying more.
And if you wanted to buy some online and save 10%, where would you go?
I don't know, Dave. Where would we go?
Vinyldead.com.
Where?
Vinyldead.com.
Thevinyldead.com is your place to go on the internet to save 10% when you use the code METALGEEKS10 on all your cool vinyl toy needs. Like we said, not vibrators, not dildos, but vinyl toys. So if you want,
they haven't dropped us yet.
Not silicone.
Not silicone. Vinyl. That's right. Not molded silicone. But if you want to get I'm looking at Thanos right here from Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's the big one.
It's the big one. Thank you.
It's the big one. Your big one.
If you want Vision from the Avengers and all that cool stuff, check it out, man.
TheVinylDead.com. And what was the code again?
MetalGeeks10.
Sweet.
Thank you again to Comic Palooza for letting us co-sponsor. We're a sponsor of them and they're a sponsor of us. Sort of worked out that way. But I can't wait for the show. We got a lot of cool people there. Go to the website, buy your tickets. They're called passes.
Passes.
Put Metal 2015, you'll save some money.
Save $5 on a 4-day pass.
Thanks to all our new followers, all our new listeners.
All our new channels are carrying us.
Exactly. So let's talk about that real quick. YourCityRadio.com. We have NerdBong.com. We have EarthStation 1. We have Altness.com. And, of course, we have MetalGeeks.net. And find
iTunes.
Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps build the word for the show. That's all we can expect from you
just
guys.
Just tell us how you feel.
Exactly. He's pleading at the camera. Look at his eyes, guys. But you can also find us on Stitcher, Twitters, and Instagrams, and Facebook, all at Metal Geeks.
And thank you for everyone who watched us live on Meerkat.
Thank you for my lovely wife being the phone holder.
The awesome camera operator.
Camera operator.
I wouldn't say awesome.
It was pretty steady.
It was pretty steady. I was watching the whole entire time.
And let's talk. Where can everybody find you guys?
I am on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram is George Tripp. Everywhere else is George Tripsas. That's TRIPSAS.
You can find all my Geekazoid stuff at ilovegeekazoid.com and ilovegeekazoid on your social media. And you can find my Instagram feed, my Twitter feed at RedVikingDave.
And of course, if you need to get another metal fix, go find MSRcast at MSRcast and on Instagram and Twitter now. So there you go. So thanks for tuning in, keeping it metal this evening, keeping it geeky.
Wait, we didn't say that right.
Oh.
Keep it metal.
And?
Keep it geeky. Yeah.
He sounded a little geeky when he said it.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.